Blog Talk Radio.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
The conquering lion
shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give us some victory again and again.
You say
I'm on the road.
us up. The lion is a rubber dog soldier, and tonight we're going to pin another stripe on his shoulder. Because we've been killing and killing and killing and killing and dealing with them, baby. So all of the conquering lion crew, all the girls, them.
An original car cut for the big body movie tone car, Conquering Lion Soul, from Mandible, original team with Doberman and the crew.
It's zero something, the lion is a rubber dog soldier, and tonight you're going to be...
For his foundation is in all the mountains. Lord God love the gates of Zion more than all the gates of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of the old city of God, Selah. I must make mention of Rehoboam Babylon and to them that know I hold this day and Tyra with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Christ himself shall establish her, as well as the singer, and the players of an instrument shall be there. All my strength are in it. Lord God, Jehoshaphat, I highly see, last year is the first shall come, when he writeth of the people, that this man was born there. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I heal the united, the I left of Jah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We are in the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I heal the united, the I left of Jah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
ready? Are you ready? Ooh. Are you ready? Are you ready?
When the roll is all out, I'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children thereof, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name.
I am ready to roll.
Once the rules remain the same,
how the story.
Lioness is on the rise.
Don't you ever have doubt.
Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong. Once it's for better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, accept changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do. And call me by my name.
I am ready to roll.
Once the rules remain the same,
how the story's been told.
Call me anytime.
Never top out.
Lioness is on the rise.
Don't you ever have doubt.
When you are willing to serve, we have room to observe, to see if walk you tough. Let me give you my word. My voice must be heard. Bravery is a piece of my heart. Call me by my name.
I am ready to roll.
Once the rules remain the same,
how the story has been told.
Call me anytime.
Never top out.
Standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name.
I am ready to roll.
Once the rules remain the same,
how the story's been told.
Intention, we know they never surrender to the end. and fire to the night in a revisionistic remember. Jah give it son and food and all earth provender. Ulterior motive coordinating a hidden agenda. As we chase it down between opulence, luxury and splendor. This is the agami and the biology and the interior. The electromagnetic pull of our head needs now. Maybe life is generation, smile by Jah. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost, and I hear the anointed divine light of God. Him the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Him the conquering lion of the tribe. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost, and I hear the anointed divine light of God. Him the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Him the conquering lion of the tribe. At the point the plant became introverted and finger. Because the socialized care for was inadequate. And some of them still a bloom out in the wild in Japan. And suffering with the situation, pressure maneuver. And right still in a clear contact to highly the emperor. The generation again I go reflect the him and the conquering man lion of the tribe of Judah. In a conquer they don't wanna talk how they cannot be relief on ya. The commercial industry build round singer and player. Singer and player. In the society of the rich and the poor. In the society of the rich and the poor and the land. It's reaching at every medium where it can advertise in us. Cause they did not surrender. In a Ethiopia. The legacy and identity they couldn't take over. It has proven to be invaluable to the world now. You see Abyssinian medieval Gothic architecture with the Byzantine Armenian in a prior similar. You leave the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. And I hear the I-90, the I-90, the I-90. In the society of the rich and the poor and the poor. Make the pressure cohesion and men flow out like river. Recognize the humanity spectrum that dwell the boundary just. It align what mutual respect now a crossover. In the society of the rich and the poor and the poor. And then hear the anointed, the kind of soldier. In the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Development that the right towards now. All the classes will increase, not the speed when one. When the spiritual and material essences can balance out now. The society of the rich and the poor. The society of the rich and the poor and the poor. Mama the FDI 90 divided out. The sound can be lying on the time of Judah. The sound can be lying on the time of Judah.
Reggae music is the people music, you know. Reggae music is news. It's news about your own self, your own history. Things that you wouldn't really, them wouldn't teach in a school. You understand? Because them wouldn't tell you that Rastafari is God, you know what I mean? And yet the Bible tell you that within 2,000 years Christ shall return, and when him return, him going to be King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering line of tribe of Judah, through the lineage of King Solomon and King David. Now that is a reality of the world truth, and the truth is that His Majesty is Earth's rightful ruler. And He is the Christ, and that is Haile Selassie I, the first. If His Majesty should come to Jamaica, millions and all the people will come out to see Him. I would say to the people, man, be still. I know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty.
The Lion Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Hey, 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 hey. Give us some victory again and again.
Freedom to me is when the people unite. Freedom means I must be free within myself. My mind must be free. The only way my mind can be free is when I praise Rastafari.
The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The
behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof. Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor la'asav, 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 la'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot,
Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
He that know the right and do it wrong shall be spanked with many stripes. When the heathen have come, your children step wise. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
them
will
never be friends.
Fire burn.
You know why? You know why? Yes. Them of the heart of a pagan. The children of the heart of a lion, I know. People are moved with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them of the heart of demons. The children of the heart of a lion, I know. People are moved with Satan. righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty. One poor people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see daddy run down left mommy. We struggle the hard road with by beginning. Our I see baby has been baby. Nothing that happened now do not seem to amaze we. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them no build school is church and penitentiary. Church a church a dead, the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me. Listen, you check you and me check me. And let's bring more love in our the black community. Them are the heart of a pagan. The children of the heart of a lion I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One now. Them are the heart of demons. The children of the heart of a lion I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Respect the father of the prophet Moses and Abraham. You have to respect the father of Jacob and Solomon. Respect the creator of many nations. He made the birds, he made the bees, the fishes of the ocean. And passed on them to Gandam with his mighty. And he made the man, he made woman, children, the future of the land. So who is you to disrespect the creator man? 72 nations bow down and crown him conquering one. It would be beautiful in the sight of God the Holy One to see the unification of my nation. Them of the heart of a pagan.
Watch that.
The children of the heart of a lion I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty
every time,
One. Them of the heart of demons. The children of the heart of a lion I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty
every
One.
Poor
people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see daddy run gone left mommy. To struggle the hard road with five beginning. Our I see baby has been baby. Nothing that happened no do not seem to amaze way. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them no build school is church and penitentiary. Church a church a dead, the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me. Believe me, them are the heart of a pagan. The children of the heart of a lion I know.
Yeah. It's Ethiopia. Just had to take a pause there, give thanks. Is Ethiopia reaping what she sowed? Here at the fourth day right here of Sukkot Tabernacles, here in the season. But is Ethiopia as a collective, is she reaping what she has sown since the godless and creeping coup? I know for us, many of our nights, Rastafari seem to be nostalgic. You know, like we're living back in 1960 or something like, well, I wasn't even born right then. But, you know, like we're living back in them times or whatever. You know, the videos and all of the documentation, the receipts of the King of Kings are right and accurate. But what? What happened? So we look at the news today, the reports we're getting from Ethiopia. Wow. The only thing I can say is, you know, as an Israelite, Rastafari, is this right here.
Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword. My sword. My sword. My sword. My sword.
And you don't like to hear that. Don't feel very good, right? But what if it's
true? Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword. Slain by
ye Ethiopians also.
Also.
Ye Ethiopians also.
Also,
ye Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ye Ethiopians also. Ye shall be slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword.
Slain by
ye Ethiopians also. Ye Ethiopians also.
Also.
Ye Ethiopians also.
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 Ye Ethiopians also. Ye shall be slain by my sword.
My sword. My sword. My sword. My sword. My sword.
My sword.
And the word says lift up our voice like a trumpet, right?
My sword.
Show your people their own iniquity, their uckery, right? So they can save themselves from the judgment, if possibility. Yes?
He that know the right and do it wrong shall be spanked with many strides. When the heathen come, your children step wide. Even though they make mention of them and those, they will never be friends. Fire burn. You know why? You know why? Yes. Them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion, I know. People are moved with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion, I know.
Now, the Barana Salon, a.k.a. Bob Marley, said, if they don't know God in this imperial palace in Ethiopia, then they're suffering dead. You know, what does the word say? Ye Ethiopians also shall be slain by my sword. The question here is, where is this from? Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12. A lot of us like to go to the next chapter, the chapter after, right? What the chapter after says, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that's I and I, you know, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine offering. But you know, first what? It's a chapter before. See, this is Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 10. You know, verse 9 speaks, for then I will turn to the people of pure language, that they all may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. Then in verse 10, Zephaniah chapter 3 and 10, from beyond the rivers, from beyond the rivers. Not within the rivers, but beyond the rivers, right? But then chapter 2, the chapter before, is what we have. Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword. Why this? See, this is in a section of the scripts where it speaks about the judgment, on certain nations. In Zephaniah. In Zephaniah chapter 2, there's a call, calling. In Zephaniah chapter 2, there's a call, the call to the remnant. This matches up with what we have in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9. Take note, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9, as well as the epistle to the Romans, Romans chapter 11, verse 5. Is that 11? These old Roman numbers right here. Let's go through this right here. Let's just check this out right here. Now, this is in the day of the judgment of the nation. You see the world situation, right? We all see what the world situation is. You know, nations fighting against nations, what occurred out there with the Ukraine, you know, what's been occurring even before 9/11, you know, Ethiopia New Year. You know that was Ethiopia New Year? I think some people are just catching up with it right now. Like, wow, you know, that was Ethiopia New Year. Yep. Why do you think that's going on? It's a sign. Sign to those who are paying attention. Right here. Yeah, verse 5, it says, even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 5. You know, sometimes these numbers, they'll throw in Roman numbers sometimes, so you got to try to go figure right here. I don't think this is the verse right here. It could be Romans chapter 2, verse 5. But after thy hardness and impertinent heart treasures up until the day of wrath against the day. Okay. This might be it right here. Hardness and impertinent heart treasures up to thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteousness of God. That's what the next verse says, who will render to every man according to his deeds. So the godless and creeping coup against his majesty, should not that be answered? Don't you think that in some way should be answered, right? And who should answer? Remember that the command, the 10 words, the 10 commandments, it says about the third and the fourth generation. You know, until the third and fourth generation, that father is not, he's not going to punish, you know, children. You know, if children, you know, are not doing the wickedness of their parents, if children can even recognize the wickedness and ratchetness of their parents, and they do different. Here goes right here. It says right here, it says, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments, right? But it says about the third and the fourth generation of them that hate, right? How many generations has it been, right, since 1970, since the mid-70s, since the middle of that decade, week, you know, 1975? How many generations has it been? Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Then it goes on to say, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That love me and keep my commandments. This is the advice of His Majesty. You remember?
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
Yes, people, yes, world of people, especially any black people, me a chat to me. You try a little grudge, you try a little corruption, you try drugs. One of us are still up on and I try love. Well, right now, you know, we follow the prophets and the priests from the day before. Yeah, so just the analyst prophet before we say we believe in love and unity. Yeah. So Rasta say, and all the Rastas before we say we believe in love and unity. So Jah say, Africans come together, East, West, North and South Africa improve our sex. We must unite together, even though organize and unite, we have a future. Still have to say, let there be a united Africa, and Ethiopia be the headquarter. But some fool go behind the back of the son of Jada. From that day until now, we don't stop suffer. You don't want to organize and unite with your brother, but you choose to smoke and drink liquor with a stranger. We may want more than black, I wish that time get blacker. This is a black lion, it is so in a temper. Could never forget the struggle of poor mama Africa, the big ship. It's a steel craft of water. I know the ship is good that up in a Jamaica. Step far for the ship if it's plantation owner. With a bus craft, me back and I fear me shoulder. Now if it run me like me brother, we don't call Kunta. Run away, to stay in a runaway bay. The struggle of Africa cannot go away. It is up in a me head, me rewind and play. So the younger generation about to follow. So just say, Africans come together, East, West, North and South Africa improve our sex. We must unite together, even organize and unite in our future. Let it be a uniting Africa, and Ethiopia to be the headquarter. Listen, black is my joy and pride. How can you forget that is the same boat we ride? Kill we one another and I promote genocide with the whole of them. Go with them Satan vibe. Hurt me so much, me have to make them organize. Pick up corruption from under disguise. Realistic to the youth, them eyes. So them nothing follow the Pope and his guys. Nothing takes accept the knowledge of the wise. So they don't be a victim, being victimized. Yeah. So just to analyze profit before we say we believe in love and unity. Unite. So just to analyze profit before we say we believe in love and unity. If the Jews do not forget Hitler and his army, how can we forget the struggle which is slavery? Things that the wicked do not seem to amaze me, cause them not build no school for educate with people. Instead them build jail house and penitentiary, and justify judge one fine with guilty. I them figure get to youth and many to society. So you check you, my brother, and me check me, and bring more love in the black community. Unity is strength between you and me. So just say, and Rasta say, so just say, Africans come together. East, West, North and South Africa in Chroma Sex. We must unite together. Even the organized and unite we now, but you just will have to say.
And the message is still true. So y'all say, so y'all say. Here, going to pick up with a Zephaniah reason, man. Call to the remnant in the day of judgment on the nations, on this nations, the nations, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international, the present international community. The judgment on certain nations is pointed out. And after those certain nations are judged, a curious thing is written here in the scripture, says, ye Ethiopians also, why are they being included? Even though we know other areas, they are kind of discluded. Could it be that at this particular time of the judgment, they have made certain wrong choices, right? They have turned their back on the conquering line, the tribe of Judah. In the chapter before, Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 16 is a word here that connects with the reason for the season. A day of trumpet. A day of trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. Interesting, that day, Ethiopian New Year, this particular season right here, the tabernacle season, reason for the season, a day of trumpet and alarm. Like a trumpet, hear, 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 Sister Aisha.
Raise your voice like the trumpet. I'm the
yes, 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 Sister Aisha right there, raise your voice. Mine's I have the word, as Soja say right here, Isaiah chapter 58, under section dealing with ethical instructions, genuine morality. It says, cry aloud, and spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. So here, part of she kind of doves two lyrics, and it's a good, I love this tune here, but it really doesn't bring out the force of what the word of the prophet is. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions. You know, it's one thing to do sweet music, good music, but, you know, you're lulling them into kind of a frozen psychological state and therefore a swift and sudden judgment. But here it says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions and the house of Yaakov, house of Jacob, their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinances of their Elohim, their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to Elohim, approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted? I mean, whoever's speaking about here has been doing some fasting, right? Say they, and thou seest not. So they think they be fasting for God, but God don't see that. So they're crying out to him. They say, wherefore have we afflicted our soul? Interesting, this time in this season, Yom HaKippurim, right? The affliction of the soul. And thou takest no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast, now Yah answers them, behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. So they've been trying to fool God, right? Here, Isaiah chapter 58, right? So here, the link with even the reason for this season, right? Lifting up thy voice like a shofar, like a trumpet. For what purpose? What purpose? The purpose is to shew my people. My people, Jah says this is his people, their transgression. I know a lot of people say, why you always got to be so judgmental? Why you always got to... You know, it says that the righteous, you know, the lips of the righteous speak about judgment. So the lips of the foolish try to avoid it. And shew my people their transgression and the house of Yaakov, the house of Jacob, their sin. Now, in that tune right there, as I said, wait, this is like the scripture here. You know, raise, she says, raise thy voice like a trumpet. But the scripts say, lift up your voice. You know, translator's difference there, but lift up your voice like a trumpet. And then it says, for Zion's sake. Then I said, oh, that's Isaiah, Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 62. So a little bit from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1, the lifting up the voice like a trumpet. All right, but I was waiting for that part, and shew my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins, you know, so they can correct themselves. Open rebuke is better than secret love, right? Check. But here in Isaiah chapter 62, the next part of the verse, the lyric right here, you know, this is reggae music, roots reggae music, you know, appreciate love. They say appreciation, but we seek to appreciate love it because obviously some inspiration from the scripture caught up, you know, I and I assisted to bring forth that beautiful tune. But here we got to seek the word, fullness of the word. You know, as his Matthew said, go tomorrow, we come tomorrow, how to slice it. For my part, I glory in the Bible. For Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace? Oh, there we go. For Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace? And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation, the Yeshua thereof, as a lamb that burneth. It goes on to say, and the Gentiles, to speak about the nations, all these nations, right? Whether they are old, ancient nations or newly sprung up nations. Gentiles basically mean nations. Heathen basically means nations. And the nations mean nations. The difference is, you see, with the other nations other than called Israel, other than Israel. Not the state of Israel, but we're talking about the once lost, now found, I. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness and all kings thy glory. and thou shalt be called by a new name. One's getting more of the direct context of this right here. Shall be called by a new name. So who has been called by a new name? And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord, the mouth of Exiah, the mouth of the Lord shall name. We say that new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. So we should take these verses right here personally. And they also link with Sister Aisha's song, because it seems like she took a part of inspiration from Isaiah chapter 58. And then we scroll a couple of chapters to chapter 62, and we can get the main verses, the versicle, the verses of her song. But going forward a little bit more in this word of revelation, so yeah, I say, and the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nation states shall see thy righteousness in all kings. 72 of them, right? 72 nations, right? Many representing kings and kingdoms at that time. Bent the knee, as saith the prophecy, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, that the mouth of Yahuwah, the mouth of Jehovah shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of Yahuwah, hand of Yah, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Very, very important word of prophecy. Right. But, you know, the next chapter speaks about a day of vengeance. Right. There's fear and hope, even as there is amongst the remnant now, as we see Wataguan, you know, east of the river Nile, you know, in southern Yehuda, southern Judah land, presently called part of Ethiopia, what's going on right now. And then we share that word that we shared before. Of course, it might offend a few ones. So why is that right there? It's interesting how we can accept the other verses in the Bible, right, concerning Ethiopia, right? Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia stretched forth her hands to God. You love that one right there. Love it too. What's Ethiopia? This man was born there. Oh, like that verse too, right? But this verse here, people want to avoid. How often have you heard I and I, some of Rastafari? We quote a lot of verses that others are just beginning to start to reference and maybe debate over. You know, it's Ethiopia, some even say, you know. But hear that new name, precious name, new name, calling to the remnant.
New name, Jagat, and it's a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's a rebel among men. He them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He them no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews, and Israel king is Israel God, and upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
You know, in that same psalm, Psalm 68, it says, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. So suppose the people who are chosen decide to go away from the way. What do you think that Yah will do? But to those of the new name, the remnant, calling the remnant right here, Janan.
New name, King Rasta.
return to the throne with a new name. King Rastafari, we heart a tremble when the Mary stone. New name, Haile Selassie, I, Lion of Buddha, return to the throne. Today man sees all his hopes and dreams crumbling before him while he plots and schemes. Hard way, so him choose to learn, then walk for curse the fire when him plans get burned. But I know, cause as I just say, the truest resurrection is spiritually, and the key to the comfort is to pray the word, knowing not just believing how the prophecy revealing with a new name. King Rastafari, weak heart a tremble when the Mary stone. Lion of Judah, return to the throne with a new name. King Rastafari, we heart a tremble when the Mary stone. New name, Haile Selassie, I, Lion of Judah, return to the throne. Whoa, she screams in pain, another life descends into the physical plane. Young mama frightened as she wraps her brain around. Just say, the youth them is the future, let them lead the way. Just nurture and prepare them for the present day. With the word and the example of his imperial majesty, the new name. King Rastafari, we heart a tremble when the Mary stone. New name, power of the Trinity, Lion of Judah, return to the throne with that new name. King Rastafari.
Captivity, lost its national status, its kingdom status, because they broke the covenant. You say, are you not as the children of Ethiopia and the male children of Israel? That means that the same thing that happened to Israel, biblical Israel, can also happen to Ethiopia. You think not? You don't like how it makes you feel, right? Okay, scared, go to church. And if you go to church, you hear what y'all say. Even to the nations, the elders used to speak about what the consequences of the godless and creeping coup would be. It seems as though for the past, what was it, almost 30 to 40 years, it's been a mercy, been a grace period. Same thing happened with old Israel. Same thing happened with old Israel, even into the New Testament. You remember after the crucifixion of the Moshiach Yeshua, right? It was about 30 to about 40 years before the Romans returned, right, and tore everything down, right, and took into captivity and slew so many. they had those 40 years or so after the crucifixion of Yeshua, before the Judean state was totally, you could say, erased from the map. Seems as though we're seeing something similar. So when we say these things, are you not as the children of Ethiopia, it's not just for us to get puffed up, you know, because it seems as though we're witnessing a bit of what happened to Israel in past times, you know, the biblical Israel in past times. The elders were right and accurate, and it seems as though somehow that stopped being the message. You know, we want to sing nice little lovey-dovey songs, everything's going to be all right, and yada, yada, yada. You know, but we see how that's adversely affecting the movement, because the movement has gone off of the proverbial yellow brick road again, caught up in the bushes, the side and the shoulder of the road. We have to return, otherwise we will also be taken out of the way. And that call to all nations.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
There's some fake rosters out there trying to take you away from the glory of His Majesty, which is the B-I-B-L-E in that Book of Remembrance. You don't want to take the name of the king in vain. There's a judgment for that as well.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
In the time of discernment, discern, which way, Yahweh or your own way. Hear ye, all nations. Hear ye.
I need a healing power. complete these things, praise these things to the Most High King, the Most High Precept, till at the end of the earth King.
Yes, 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 we're still in that time of the feast. The feast, the festival, the ten. Yeah, 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 yeah. The feast, the festival here for the 7 days, plus the 8th day, the Shemini Atzeret. So here we're at the fourth of the 7 days right here. And we do have a presentation right here from HaTorah, as well as from the Brit Chadash. So stay tuned right here for day four.
Baruch Ata Adonai,
Baruch Ata Adonai,
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim,
Baruch
Ata Adonai, Baruch Abba Yerushalayim,
not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year, without blemish. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the 4th day, 10 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. Their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desire sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. speedily cause the sign of David your servant to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father, have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor, for you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally, for you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence, God. Blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness, and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness, and mercy upon us, and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord, our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life, and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah.
So here at day four, an intermediate day, we don't have a prophet's reading according to the tribe, but here we do have the Brit Chadasha, renewed covenant, new covenant reading coming forward right here. Here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me?
Days. Here for the intermediate days right here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. John, chapter 7. Yeshua urged to go to the Feast of Tabernacles. After these things, Yeshua walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said to him, Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, shew thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Yeshua said to them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up to this feast. I go not up yet to this feast, for my time is not yet full come. When he had said these words to them, he abode still in Galilee. Final departure from Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up to the feast, not openly, but as if it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Yeshua at the Feast of Tabernacles. Now about the midst of the feast, Yeshua went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learnt? Yeshua answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of Elohim or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, Thou hast a devil. Who goest about to kill thee? Yeshua answered and said to them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave to you circumcision, not because it was of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receive circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit, we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Yeshua in the temple as he taught, saying, Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself. But he that sent me is true, whom ye know not, but I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed in him, and said, When Christ, when Messiah cometh, will he do more miracles than these that this man has done? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Yeshua to them, Yet a little while, and I am with you, and then I go to him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go to the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, Ye shall seek me and not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come? The great prophecy concerning the Holy Spirit for power. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scriptures has said, Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, that they that believe in him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Yeshua was not yet glorified. The people divided in opinion. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth, this is a prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was. So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to him, "Why have ye not brought him?" The officers answered, "Never man spake like this man." Then answered them the Pharisees, "Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed." Nicodemus saith to them, "He that came to Yeshua by night being one of them, does our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth?" They answered and said to him, "Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arises no prophet." And every man went to his own house. John chapter 8. The woman taken in adultery. Yeshua went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?" This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Yeshua stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. But when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said to them, "He that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they that heard it, being convicted in their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. And Yeshua was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Yeshua had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are thy accusers? Has no man condemned thee?" She said, "No man, Adonai." And Yeshua said to her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Discourse after the feast. Yeshua, the light of the world. Then spake Yeshua again to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Pharisees therefore said to him, "Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true." Yeshua answered and said to them, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me." Then said they to him, "Where is thy Father?" Yeshua answered, "Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also." These words spake Yeshua in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and his hour was not yet come. Then said Yeshua again to them, "I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come." Then said the Jews, "Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come." And he said to them, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore to you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." Then said they to him, "Who art thou?" And Yeshua saith to them, "Even the same that I said to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things that I have heard of him." They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Yeshua to them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed in him. Then said Yeshua to those Jews that believed in him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make ye free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Yeshua answered them, verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that I have seen with my Father, and ye do that ye have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Yeshua said to them, if ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, that I have heard of Elohim. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even Elohim. Yeshua said to them, if Elohim were your father, ye would love me. For I proceed forth and came from Elohim. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Who of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of Elohim heareth Elohim's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of Elohim. Then answered the Jews and said to him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil? Yeshua answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me, and I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say to you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews to him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, whom is dead, and the prophets are dead, and whom makest thou thyself? Yeshua answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your Elohim. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like to you. But I know him, and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then said the Jews to him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Yeshua said to them, verily, verily, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Yeshua hid himself, and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
And this is very strange. Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
we have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken. Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Judah, Judah,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord. Children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword. My sword, my sword, my sword. Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword. Slain by
from evil.
Give ear to my prayer, O God. God. And hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise.
Arid besichi ve'ahima.
Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast in iniquity upon me, iniquity upon me, within me, and the terrors of death, terrors of death. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings, that I had dull, for then would I fly away and be at rest, and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, 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 Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, 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 trust in thee.
Achitofel, are you an Achitofel? So one may have an Achitofel, a Achi, Aki, Achitofel. Achitofel is defined as foolish brother, brother of foolishness, or brother of folly, Achitofel. He was, interesting enough, he was a counselor of Dawid HaMelech, of David the king, of Negus Dawit. A very wise man. He was a very wise man who foolishly joined himself to Avshalom, to Absalom. When Absalom tried, when he tried to seize his father's throne, when David had heard say of it, he said, "O Yahweh, Jehovah, I pray that I turn the counsel of Achitophel into foolishness." We have this in 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 12, verse 31 to 34, also in 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel, chapter 17, verses 1 to 23. That's the phi cycle, the peshat, the phi cycle, the physical. Here's the metaphysical of the name and the character and the Achitophel type. The history of Achitophel was given in the Bible, in the scripts, in the scripture, even the Hebrew Bible, together with the meaning of the name. It shows him to be a good example of the utter foolishness of the highest worldly or intellectual wisdom in the worldly sense, when it is compared with true spiritual understanding, true spiritual bina, true spiritual understanding, a true spiritual standing, a true spiritual stance. In his ill treatment of the well-beloved, his ill treatment of Dawid, of David, and in his suicide, in his suicide that followed, Achitophel, he suggests in the Brit Shana, in the Old Testament, what's called the Old Testament, the New Testament, Ishkariot, the Yehuda, the Judas Ishkariot, and his relationship to Yeshua HaMoshiach. So we have Psalm 41 and Psalm 9, as well as Matthew chapter 27, verse 5. The Achitophel, the foolish brother, the foolish Achitophel, the brother of foolishness, brother of folly. And as a footer to the Achitophel, the foolish brother, we find Psalm 55, and with the Absalom conspiracy, we also look into the metaphysics of Absalom. Now, what's interesting, even the name, we have Absalom, and then we have the name Abishalom. Abishalom, compare, contrast the Absalom, the son of David, and the Abi Shalom. There's Abi Shalom idea as well, just in a fuller study of the Judas Iscariot Old Testament foreshadowing type, and to get the metaphysics of it, Absalom and Abi Shalom. Compare the two names as well. Many of the Psalms of David, according to the superscription, point to the historical points of reference that are very, very important in getting a good groundation, a good understanding, a good overstanding, as well as for application to I and I lives and to I and I liberty as well. Just a note to the Ahithophel who betrayed David and joined the conspiracy of David's son, Absalom, 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 Absalom. Absalom, 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 Absalom.
Psalm 55.
Mizmor Nun He. למנצח בנגינות משכיל לדוד. דוד, דוד.
Give ear to my prayer, O God.
האזינה אלוהים תפילתי.
And hide not thyself from my supplication.
ואל תתעלם מתחינתי.
Attend unto me and hear me.
הקשיבה לי וענני.
I mourn in my complaint and make a noise.
Arid besichi ve'ahima.
Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast in, 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 iniquity upon me, iniquity upon me, iniquity upon me, iniquity upon me, hate been wrong, he hates been wrong, heart and sore, heart and sore, heart and sore within me, and the terrors of death, 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 the terrors of death. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh that I had wings, oh that I had dull, 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 that I had. For then would I fly away and be at rest, 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 and be at rest. Then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, and remain in the wilderness, 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 remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, 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 Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction.
bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, 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 trust in thee.
Let the message shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Oh, yeah, mayhem. Wani Ebetach,
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 Mizmor Nun, hey, Mizmor Non, hey. Lam Natsayach. Bia Niginota Masakila Lidawid, for the leader, for the chief musician, with string music. La Minatseyach, Bia Niginot, Binginot, Masakila Lidawid, a Masakil of David. Hazina Elohim, Tifilatia, Wa'ala Tita Alama, Mita Hinati. Give ear, O Elohim, to my prayer, and hide not thyself. Hide not thyself from my supplication. Wa'ala Tita Alama, Mita Hinati. Midrash. A midrash on Psalm Nun Hey, Nun Hey, Psalm 55. The psalm is themed treachery, treachery denounce. The opening two verses, including the superscription Hebraically, La Menatzeach, Bia Neginota Maskil Dawid, Hazina Elohim Atifilatia, Wa'ala Tita Alama Mita Chinati. For the leader with string music of my skill of David, give ear to my prayer, O Elohim, true good, true God. These words are to be read in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs, Mashal, Proverbs 10 and 9. He that walketh uprightly walketh securely. He that trotteth uprightly trotteth securely. He that walketh uprightly, he that trotteth uprightly is David, is David, is David, of whom it is said, even in Psalm 41:13, and as for me, as for I, thou upholdest me, upholdest I because of mine uprightness. And in Mashal, in Proverbs 10 and 9, but he that perverteth his ways shall be found out, refers to Achitophel, and teaches you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not make a man pay for his iniquities until he makes his deeds known to men. As it is said even in Mashal, Mashalim, in Proverbs, Proverbs 26 and 26, where it reads, though his hatred cover itself with guile, his wickedness, his wretchedness shall be openly showed before the assembly. Rav Yehuda bar Yitzchak, Rav Judah bar Isaac taught, David had no greater friend than Achitophel, whom David made chief of his prosecutors, and who was his counselor in all affairs.
As it is said even in 1 Chronicles 27:33, Achitophel was the king's counselor. When David heard that Achitophel was with Absalom, among the conspirators, according to 2 Samuel 15:31, it reads, David said, Yahweh Adonai, I pray that I turn the counsel of Ahitophel into foolishness. Rav Nachman taught David was not afraid of any man except Ahitophel. Hence here, David said, give ear, O Elohim, to my prayer, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend to me, attend to I, and answer I. Ha'azina Elohim tifilati, ve'alatita alama mitachinati, ha'kashivaliya wa'eneni. Why did he say this? Why did he say this? Next verse of today's daily psalm, where it reads, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression, because of the downpression of the wicked, because of the downpression of the wretched. Mikola oyeva, mipneya akata rasha'a, kia ya mito alayavin. O be'afa yisat emuni, hakadosh baruch hu, the holy one, the Isle One, blessed be he, asked David, according to the words of Psalm 27, verse 3, hast thou not said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear? Did not the eye say so? David answered, Ribon Shella Olami, Master of the Universe, give me such enemies of whom I can say, as I've said in Psalm 18:38, I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn back until they were consumed. And David went on to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy, the Isle of One, blessed be he, this Achitophel is not one of such enemies, for they are of the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles of the earth. He is my own kind. And David said further, according to the words of today's daily psalm, for it was not an enemy that taunted me, then I could have borne it. Ki loyev yecharfeni with Esar. For it was not an enemy that taunted me. Ki loyev yecharfeni. Then I could have borne it with Esar. Indeed, he was a great man, for I addressed him in this way, even according to the words of today's daily psalm. But it was thou, the I, a man according to my order, my guide, and my familiar friend. Ve'ata enosh k'erki alufi u'amir yudai. But it was thou, the I, wa'ata, a man, mine
equal Enoshakarki, my companion, Alufi, and my familiar friend, Uameyudai. What is meant by the words according to my order, my equal, according to my order? Enosh, ka'ariki, what is meant by according to my order? According to Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, Dawid, David meant Achitofel was my orderer. That is to say, it was he who arranged laws in their proper order. By the words, my guide. By the words, my guide. My guide, my guide, my guide. By the words, Alufi, 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 my guide. What is meant? David meant Achitofel was my master, Revi, who taught me, taught I in Torah. For the next verse says, according to today's daily psalm, we took sweet counsel together. We took sweet counsel together. Asher Yachadal. Namatik asod, Asher Yachdal, Namatik asod. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in Regesh. In the house of God, we walked with the throng. Bebeit Elohim. Nehaleka Biragesh. What other context gives us the meaning of Regesh Ragesh? We are taught in a Mishnah that the daily offering was to be slaughtered by 12 Kohanim, 12 priests, and the bullock by 24 Kohanim, 24 priests. That four times daily, all the Kohanim were to assemble together in the court of HaHekal, the court of the temple, there to cast lots for the different services. Why did so many take part? Rav Yochanan said, in order to gather the company, the Regesh, into the court of HaHekal. Thus, the verse above is read, we walked to the house of Elohim in a company. Bebeit Elohim nihaleka biragesh. When David finishes prayer, as scripture says, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 15:32, where it reads, it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount, where he was wont to worship Elohim, where he was accustomed to worship Elohim, behold, Hushai, the Archite, came to meet him. Upon seeing the Archite, David said, now there is no further irking of my wound. Now there is no further irking of my wound. And according to 2 Shemuel, Samuel 15:33-34, where it reads, And David said to him, if thou passest on with me, with thy, then thou wilt be a burden to me, a burden to I. But if thou return to the city and say to Absalom, I will be thy servant, O Melech, O King, then
wilt thou defeat for me? Then the I will defeat for I the counsel of Ahithophel. Dawid said also to Hushai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sent thee to me. No man except thee can bring to naught, to nothing, the counsel of Ahithophel. Dawid was further, he was afraid of the counsel of Ahithophel. David was afraid of the counsel of Ahithophel because it was very great counsel. And why was it called great? Scripture says, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 16:23, now the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man inquired of the Divrei Elohim, inquired of the word of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Hence, here Dawid said, Ribon Shelah Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, to thee I must call. As it says, even in today's daily psalm, as for me, I call upon El Elohim, and Yahuwah Jehovah will save me, will save I. Ani Eli Elohim Ekra. As for me, I will call upon Elohim. Ani Eli Elohim Ekra. Wa Yahuwah Yoshi'ini. And Jehovah will save Ani. He will save me. Wa Yahuwah Yoshi'ini. Evening and morning and at noonday will I pray. Evening and morning and at noonday will I pray. Erev wa boker with ohoraim. Ashiha, ashiha, ashiha. I will complain with a hemah, and moan. Why Yishma'a Oli, and he hath heard my voice. Evening and morning and at noonday will I pray. Erev wa boker with Ahorai, Asiha, Rav Shemuel, Samuel taught, from this verse we learn that a man is required to pray three times daily. And who instituted the three prayers? The patriarchs, the righteous fathers instituted them. Abraham instituted the morning prayer. For it is said, even in Bereshit, Genesis 19:27, Abraham got up early in the morning, Baboker and Naboker, to the place where he had stood, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Here, stood, the word stood, clearly alludes to prayer, as in the verse from Psalm 106:30, then stood up Phinehas, and prayed. Yitzhak, Isaac, instituted the noonday prayer, the noonday tefillah. For it is said, even in Bereshit, Genesis 24:63, Yitzhak, Isaac, went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. Here, meditate, the word meditate, iditate, clearly alludes to tefillah, to prayer, to elot, as in the verse from Psalm 102, verse 1, a prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth and poureth out his meditation, his iditation, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Yaakov, Jacob. Jacob instituted the evening prayer, for it is said even in Bereshit in Genesis 28:11, Yaakov, Jacob, made intercession at the place and tarried there all night. And the word made intercession clearly alludes to tefillah, to prayer, to tzelot, as in the verse from Yirmiyahu, from Ermiah, from Jeremiah 7:16, where it reads, therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, neither make intercession to I. David said, since the patriarch, the fathers, the patriarchs, instituted the three daily prayers, I, too, will meditate, evening, morning, and at noonday. He have delivered my soul in peace, so that no one came near, He hath redeemed my soul in peace, so that no one came nigh I. Pada v'shalom nafshia mikrav li. He hath redeemed my soul in peace, so that no one came near I. Pada v'shalom nafshia mikrav li. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, what do the words, he hath redeemed my soul, pada bishalom nafshi, what do these words mean? That a company of angels goes before a man, and these heavenly beings cry out saying, make way for the likeness of Yahuwah, make way for the likeness of Jehovah. What need of a company of angels? Rav Yudan explained the name of Rav Lewi of Levi, in the wide space of Ha'olam, of the universe, there is no place, even one so small, that it holds no more than a fourth of a cob of tea. That is, without 9 cob of demons. And blindfolds are fastened over the eyes of each of these demons, demonic entities, these klipa, klipot, as over the eyes of Miller's asses. Why? That the demons, the klipo, may not injure mortals. But when a man sins, bring it about, the blindfolds are removed from the klipo, from the demon's face, so that as he looks upon the man, he injures him. Hence, here, the heavenly beings cry out before a man, make way for the likeness of Yahuwah, for the likeness of Jehovah, in order that the demons, that the klipo, may not injure him. Accordingly, he hath delivered my soul in peace. He hath redeemed my soul in peace. Pada v'shalom nafshi. And the words that follow, so that none came nigh I, mikrav li, so that none came near me. This means that David said, none of the klipot, none of the demons, demonic entities came near I. And why not? Because In the multitudes they were with me, as is read, as is said. The multitude of angels who were charged to keep Dawid, who were charged to keep David, as is said even in Psalm 91:11. For he will give his angels charge over the eye, over thee, to keep thee, the eye, in all thy ways. Another comment on, he hath delivered my soul in peace, so that none came nigh me. Pada bishalom nafshi mikrab li. What is meant by the words, so that none came nigh me, so that none came nigh I, mikrab li? They mean that David said, I behold Daniel, who is to rise up out of my tribe, and how though he be cast into a den of lions, they will not touch him. Thereupon Dawid said, he hath delivered my soul in peace, so that none, no one came nigh me. Pada bishalom nafshi mikrab li. That is, the lions would not come nigh near Daniel. And who brought it about that Daniel was delivered? Those who, in the multitudes, were with me. By this it is meant that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah also put prayers together for Daniel. Hence here David said, God shall hear and answer them. God shall hear and answer them. Yishma'el v'ya'enein. Elohel, El shall hear. Yishma'el v'ya'enein. El shall answer. El shall hear and humble. And humble them. With Yahweh, and humble them. Another comment. The verse, In multitudes. For they were many that strove with I, multitudes. Alludes to Rachel. Thus the words, so that none, no one came nigh near me, mikrabali. This means that the designs of Esau came not nigh Rachel, though the arrangements were that Jacob was to take Leah, and that Esau was to take Rachel. And who brought it about that Rachel was delivered from him? Those who in multitudes were with me. By this it is meant that Yaakov, that Jacob and Leah also put prayers together for Rachel, for Rachel. Thus we read even in Bereshit in Genesis 30:22, and Elohim and the true God remembered even the person of Rachel. And Elohim and God remembered even the person of Rachel. In this verse, the words Rachel by itself implies that Ha'el, the true God, Elohim remembered her because of her own merit, because of her own credit. And the phrase, the person of Rachel implies that he remembered her also because of the merit, the credit of the patriarchs and the matriarchs. Another comment on, he hath delivered my soul in peace, so that none, no one came near me. Pada bishalom nafshi mikrabli. The counsel of Ahithophel did not come nigh me, near I. Why not? Because in multitudes they were with me. In multitudes they were with me. Ki berabim hayu imadi. For they were many that strove with I. The multitudes, the rabbi, were the members of the Sanhedrin who put together prayers for I. Such as have no changes, such as have no changes. Ashara ain khalifota lamo. Such as have no changes in today's daily psalm. These words allude to Achitophel and his band, in whose hearts the yetzer ra'a, the inclination to ra'a, to evil, underwent no change. And so the verse, it goes on to say of them, and fear not Elohim, willo yaru Elohim, and they fear not Elohim, the true good, the true God. He has put forth his hand against his peaceful, one. Shalacha yadayoa Bishlomayo, against those that were at peace with him, against his peaceful ones. Achitophel and his band and his gang and his clique and his crew put forth their hands against men that were at shalom, at peace with him. And so the verse goes on to say of Achitophel, he hath broken, he hath profaned, he hath broken his covenant. Chilel berito, chilel berito. He hath profaned his covenant, he hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. Chalko machemaota pio. The words of Achitophel were more slippery than butter. The verse concludes with, his words were softer than oil, for they were soft. They were soft. His words were softer than oil, yet were they keen, sharp-edged swords. The words of Achitophel were so persuasive that everyone heeded him. Thus, like this we read, even in 2 Samuel 17:1, 2, and 4, we read, moreover, Achitophel said to Absalom, make men now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid. And all the people that are with him shall flee. And I will smite Hamelech, the king, the Nagus, only. And the saying, please Absalom, Absalom well, and all the Ziknei Yisrael, and all the elders of Israel. When David saw that everyone was with Achitophel, and that everybody, and that everyone heeded him, he was afraid. Accordingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be, he said to David, be not afraid, though every man is with Achitophel, I am with thee, I am with thee, I. Thus, in today's daily song, it reads, cast thy burden, cast thy burden upon Jehovah, and he will sustain thee. He will sustain thee on. Hashleka Allah Yahuwah Yehabdaka Wehu Yekalakaleka 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 Wehu Yekalakaleka, and he will sustain the eye. A mortal has a patron and goes to him the first time, and the patron receives him the second time, and he receives him. The third time, the third Iowa, he does not personally welcome him. And the fourth time, he cannot spare a moment for him. But not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so, the Holy One, the Iowa One, blessed be he. Every time you impose yourself upon him, he receives you. Hence, here, cast what befalls thee upon Jehovah, and he will sustain thee. Hashlek, Aliyahuwah, Yehabeka, Wehuwah, Yehalekeleka. Cast thy burden upon him, and he will carry it for thee, on. Hear, hear, in today's daily psalm it reads, but thou, but the I, O Elohim, shall bring them down into the nethermost pit, but thou, O Elohim, with Ata Elohim, Tori Day, Liba Era Shachat, into Gehenna, men of blood and deceit, Anshe Damin U Mirma, men of blood and deceit, menstruating men of blood and deceit, Achitophel and his band and his clique and his crew and his posse and his gang, shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee. I will trust in thee. I Anshe Damin U Mirma Lo yechetsu wa yimehem wa ani ebtach bak. But as for I will trust in the I. Wa ani ebtach bak. Ve'ata Elohim Torideima Lizaera Shachata Anshe Damim Mirma Lo Yechetua Ye Mayhem Wani Ebtach Bak.
Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me.
iniquity upon me, 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 fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh that I had wings, oh that I had wings, oh that I had wings, oh that I had wings. For then would I fly away and be at rest, 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 and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, 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 remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongue, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, 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 Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, 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 trust in
five. We have Mizmor Non Hey Nun Hey, Psalm LV, Psalm 55. Now, let's look at the overview right here. This theme, treachery, treachery denounced. A man who had been betrayed by a close friend opens his heart in this Mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, in this intonation, in this Mizmor. The victim, he had been the vic of base treachery. He turns to Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true judge, in supplication. Firstly, he first pleads for his help, then describes his situation, the situation, and finally asserts his conviction that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Elohim will intervene. According to the tribe, the tradition, the psalm, the Mizmor, Mizmor Non Nehe, Nun Hey, is connected with
Absalom. Absalom. Absalom's rebellion. And the, quote, familiar friend that we find in verse 13 in the KJV. That would be verse 14 in the Sefer Tehillim in the Hebrew. The familiar friend. The familiar friend is named Achitophel. 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 In the Targum and the Pirkei Avot and the ethics of the patriarchs, the fathers. 6 and 3. Some of the details, it is alleged, some say do not support the identification. Some say that the speaker has not, as happened with David, been forced to flee from his home, but rather he wishes, he desires that he could escape from the city. On the other side of the reasoning or the argument is that the doubt that some might have respecting the identity of the traitor does not seriously militate against the ordinary view of the date and the occasion of the mizmor of this psalm, a maskir, a golden composition of David, a timharit of David, a teaching. If we suppose that it belongs to the period immediately before the outburst of the conspiracy, when David was still in Jerusalem, in the capital, but seeing the treason and the conspiracy growing daily, day by day, bolder, and already beginning to contemplate flight. This is an overview of today's daily psalm. Often, as some of the Alexander Scorby audios of the KJV read, good reader, we would have hoped that he would have read the superscription. The superscription says, for the chief musician, La Menatzeiach, Be Niginot, or Binginot. For the chief musician, La Menatzeiach, for the overcomer, also Menatzeiach, in the New Testament sense, the Brit Chadasha is overcomer. But in the context here, for the chief musician, for the leader, La Menatzeiach, Be Niginot. Be Niginot or Binginot, upon string music, Maskil, a Maskil of David. So this psalm here, treachery denounced. Now, the familiar friend, many of the reasonings on the psalm, it gives the context, the superscription, a little small type that in the KJV Bibles is just there. But in the Hebrew, it's accounted as the first verse, a little small type. So it's very important we often zoom in on what others leave out, that little small type, because it puts it into context, the text, into better context. Who was Achitophel? Achitophel. First things first here, to get a better understanding on the Hebrew right here. Who was Achitophel? Here. Word on Achitophel.
מזמור נון ה, למנצח בנגינות משכיל לדוד. האזינה אלוהים תפילתי, ואל תתעלם מתחינתי. הקשיבה לי וענני, אריד בשיחי ואהימה. מכל אויב מפני עקת רשע, כי ימיתו עלי אבן ובאף יסתנוני. ליבי יחיל בקרבי, ואמות מוות נפלו עלי. יראה ורעד יבוא בפי, ותכסני פלצות. ואומר,
מי ייתן לי עבר קיונה, אעופה ואשכונה. הנה ארחית נדוד, אלין במדבר סלע. אחי שם נפלט לי, מרוח סועה מסער. בלה אדוני פלג לשונם, כי ראיתי חמאס וריב בעיר. יומם ולילה יסובבוה על חומותיה, ואבן ועמל בקרבה, אבות בקרבה, ולא ימיש מרחובה, תוך ומרמה. כי לא אויב יחרפני, ואשא לא משנאי עלי הגדיל, ואסתר ממנו, ואתה אנוש כערכי, אלופי ומיודעי, אשר יחדיו נמתיק סוד, בבית אלוהים נהלך ברגש. ישי מוות עלמו, ירדו שאול חיים, כי רעות במגורם בקרבם. אני אל אלוהים אקרא, ואדוני יושעני. ערב ובוקר וצהריים, אשיחה ואהמה, וישמע קולי. עדה ושלום נפשי מקרב לי, כי ורבים היו עמדי. ישמע אל ויענם, ויושב קדם סלע, אשר אין חליפות למו, ולא יראו אלוהים. שלח ידיו בשלומיו, חילל בריתו. חלקו מחמאות פיו, וקרב ליבו, רקו דבריו משמן, והמה פתיחות. אשלך על אדוני יהבך, והוא יכלכלך, לא ייתן לעולם מות לצדי. ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת, אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בך.
It's filled with lies representing thee. Woe be unto the bloody city that's filled with lies representing thee. Why,